Greetings to you all this morning in the name of Jesus, who is God with us. And I know that the Spirit is with us here this morning. I am so honored to be here, and it's just a joy to be with you all. I always feel a lot of joy when I'm in this space with you. So before we dive in this morning, I want us just to take a pause, and I want us to just take a deep breath and bring our attention to the Spirit that is with us. So let's just pause from the craziness of our lives and the world for just a moment. So just take a deep breath in and let it out. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, you are here with us this morning. Reveal yourself to us here today. May we have the ears to hear and the hearts to receive your word. We pray this in the name of the one God who is and was and is to come. Amen. So, do y'all talk about the church calendar here? Are you familiar with the church calendar? It's just different seasons that the church goes through, and some churches pay more attention to those seasons and some don't. But I think that it can be a helpful way to sort of orient us and remind us of God's redemptive work in the world. It can bring our attention to the ways in which God is at work. And the calendar is cyclical, okay? It brings us back to the beginning over and over again. And perhaps that's because just when we feel like we've reached the end, we need to be reminded that with God, always we begin again. So we are currently in the season of Epiphany. It comes after Christmas, which we've just celebrated, and before Lent, which is the season before Easter. And so you may have heard this word before, maybe not in the church calendar context, but in everyday life, Epiphany. So what is an Epiphany? What would you all say the word means? Anybody know?
Revelation.
A revelation? Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. It's kind of a sudden or a striking realization, a discovery, or exactly as Lawrence said, a revelation. So in the context of the church calendar, Epiphany is when we celebrate Jesus making himself known as God in the world, revealing God in and to the world. He's not just a man, but he is showing people and telling people, hey, I'm God. So it is a revelation, God with us. So this morning, I want us to see how God might show up and reveal God's self with us and to us here. So our text this morning is going to come from the book of Jeremiah. It's one of the lectionary readings for today. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Amen. Now there's a lot of good stuff in there, right? That's some good stuff. And so, as you all have been talking about, I have been wondering, what would it mean to start with the end in mind here? So I started asking myself, you know, what is the point of this sermon, or, you know, any good sermon? What is the point? And one of my deep hopes is that we would hear from God, right? That it wouldn't just be me up here giving some words and some good, you know, some good things to say, but that we would hear from the Spirit of God. Because we have a God who rose from the dead and is alive. We have a God who lives, who speaks not only to Jeremiah, but to us. And the Spirit is at work right here, right now. We have a God revealed in Jesus who continues to reveal God's self through the Holy Spirit. So remembering again that we are in this season of Epiphany, it can be a time where we are invited to celebrate, to notice, and to attend to the ways that God is with us and reveals God's self to us in our midst. And thank God for this season of a reminder, because honestly, you know, these days there is just a lot of stuff going on, right? And it seems like it is harder and harder for me to notice the ways that God is at work in the world. And honestly, I've had kind of a heck of a week. I don't know if you can hear. I've got some stuff going on in my body. It's been a heck of a year. It's been a heck of a 2 years for me. Anyone else with me? I'm feeling a little worn down. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling the weight of the world, the heaviness of a pandemic, world politics, local politics, my own body, my personal stuff, my family stuff, you name it, right? We got that stuff. And all of these things are in my view frame, right? They're taking my time and my attention. Now, those things that take my time and attention, they're not necessarily bad, but I'm overwhelmed. And I've been feeling lately like when it comes to my relationship with God, I'm just not sure where to begin. So this morning, I kind of want us to take a break from the traditional way of listening to a sermon. And I want us to do something a little bit different. So God calls to Jeremiah, and God is calling us. Yes, I believe it is true. So I want us to attend to God's word in just a little bit of a different way. And this morning, I want us to pay attention to the voice of God through a practice of reading the scripture together called Lectio Divina. So Lectio Divina is just kind of a fancy phrase that means divine or sacred reading. Have any of y'all heard of this before or practice it? Is this totally new? Have any of you heard of it before? No? Okay, well, that's great. So if you have not, I hope that this is a gift to you this morning and something that you can take with you as a way to engage Scripture and God in maybe a new way. So Lectio Divina is a way of prayerfully listening to what God has to say in Scripture. It's a way of paying deeper attention to God's voice. So instead of analyzing the text and trying to figure out what it means, or, you know, me up here coming up with 3 points that I want you to apply to your life, what we're going to do is Lectio Divina calls us to do the hard work of being quiet. It calls us to do the hard work of waiting. And it calls us to do the hard work of trusting that God is going to show up. So it's Epiphany, and I believe that God is revealing God's self to us, just like God did to Jeremiah. So we are going to invite the Spirit of God to show up, and we are going to invite God to speak. Our work today will be to listen. Thomas Merton, who was a Trappist monk and a spiritual guide, believed that my life is a listening. God's is a speaking, and my salvation is to hear and respond. So we are going to listen this morning as an act of resistance. Because when the Spirit of God is moving and bringing forth life and calling into being who we are to be, there are also other forces at work that want to foil God's work, right? There are forces at work that want to keep us from hearing God. So listening is a resistance to the ways in which we believe other voices. It's an act of resistance against the ways in which we believe that our relationship with God starts and ends with us, that God's presence or voice or movement in the world depends on me making the move first, or that it depends on who I am. Like Jeremiah, we might think, nah, I'm just a boy, I'm just a girl, I'm not enough, fill in the blank, right? We hear those voices. So today we are going to listen, because the revelation of God does not start with us. The revelation starts and ends with God. And this epiphany, this revelation is happening now, right here, live and in person, in Jesus through the Holy Spirit. This revelation is happening in you and me. So let's go with the listening. And so here is how this Lectio Divina, our reading of the scripture together, is going to work this morning. I'm going to read through that passage again 3 times. And each time before I read it, I'm going to invite you to pay attention in a certain way. And like I mentioned, the passage from Jeremiah is part of the regular lectionary readings for today, which is kind of like a schedule of texts that different churches and denominations may use each week so that everyone's on the same page. So just so you don't think I have an agenda for what I want you to hear, I don't. I just want us to simply listen. So like I said, I'm going to read it through 3 times and prompt you before each reading to pay attention. If you're a visual learner, we can pull it back up here. And if you want to pull out your Bible or phone, that's fine. Otherwise, you can just close your eyes and you can just listen. So again, the passage is from Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. If you've got a piece of paper or even your cell phone notes, it might be helpful to jot down what you hear, what I prompt you to hear, because it can be a gift to actually like put something down on paper, you know. And then after each reading, I'm going to invite us to share out loud, if you're comfortable, the short phrase or word that you've heard. So, okay, we'll read it for the first time here, and I want you, as I'm reading it, to pay attention to the one word or short phrase that stands out to you. So it should just be one word or phrase. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to, you know, figure out why it's standing out. It might feel kind of random, but that's okay. Like, just let it be what it is. And you might wonder, is this God speaking, or, you know, am I just making this up because I like that word? That's okay. It doesn't matter. Just notice the one word or short phrase that stands out to you. Does that make sense? Okay, let's read this again together. Jeremiah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." So just take a moment and think about that one word or that one phrase that you noticed. If you're comfortable, I would love for you to just speak that word or phrase out loud. You don't need to, don't say anything else about why or what's happening, but just say that one word or that one phrase that you heard. God is speaking to us all. Now for the second reading, we're going to use our imaginations a little bit more. And I want to invite you to use your imaginative senses and imagine how you see God or hear God in the passage. So imagine that God is actually present. What is God doing in your imagination? Where do you see or hear God? So let's read it a second time, paying attention to how you are seeing or hearing God. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." And then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Amen. So take a moment and think about where do you see God? Where do you hear God? If you want to share, you can just finish the sentence. I see God, fill in the blank. Or I hear God, fill in the blank. Again, resist interpreting it or saying why, but just tell us what you've seen or heard. Amen. God is showing up to you. I'm going to read it a third time, and I want you to pay attention to what do you sense God calling you to do or to be? What is God inviting you to this morning? So here is our reading a third time. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And then I said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appointed you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and overthrow, and to build and to plant. Amen. So think about what do you sense God calling you to do? Or what do you sense God calling you to be? What is God inviting you to do or be this morning? If you want to share, you can say something like, God is inviting me to. The Spirit is saying some stuff this morning. One of my favorite ways of reading the scripture like this is that we get to see how the Spirit speaks to each of us differently. The Spirit speaks to us similarly, but differently, because God knows us. God knew us before we were born. God has consecrated us before we were born. So it's already done. We can begin with God because it's already done, because God already knows and has already made us wonderful and beautiful and strong and brave and confident. God has appointed us where God will send us, right? Amen. We can begin again with God, always, again and again. And like Jerry shared this morning, when we have come to the end of our joy, when we have come to the end, we can begin because God is our joy. When we have come to the end of our strength in body, in mind, in soul, when we are down, we can begin again with God. Because God is the beginning. God is with us here in this crazy middle, right? This stuff is crazy. And God is there at the end. And again, and again, and again. Are you with me? This is the good news that we have. And we can be joyful despite all of that stuff. When I am overwhelmed, I can quiet myself and listen to what God has to say. Because I believe that God comes and speaks to me. What a gift that God knows us and speaks to us and wants to do that, that God is with us this morning and always. So may you take this listening, this powerful way of resisting the things that are happening in the world, and let it be a revelation of God with you. Let's pray. God, you came and spoke to Jeremiah. Lord, you came and you spoke to us, and you will keep coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you knew us before we were born. Thank you that you have consecrated us and appointed us. Thank you, God, that we, no matter what we say, I'm just a boy, I'm just a girl, I'm not enough. But God, you say, I am the one. I am the one. I am. I send you. I will be with you. Do not be afraid. I will deliver you. I am with you. God touches us. God came to us in Jesus and continues with us as the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that we may be attentive to the ways that you are revealing yourself to us. Whether it's through a word, an image, a sense of calling, Lord, would you seal that in our hearts this morning? God, may we know that it is you and your good work. God, thank you for this space that you have given us to be with you, to listen to what you have to say. Jesus, may we hear and respond in a way that is faithful, in a way that honors and glorifies you. Again, we pray all this in the name of Jesus, who was and is to come.